This is Bro 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 Vets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Zito. That's good on the intro music. I appreciate that. Zito's running the ones and twos today. Bailey's not here. The one and only Pat McAfee is in the studio today.
Hey, guys, great to be here with you, bro.
Todd is not here. Todd and Bailey have stuff to do. Gorms is here, the original bro man himself.
Hi, guys.
Ty is here for his baseball picks. Mm-hmm. Connor's here for his worst picks. And Tony Brackus is here for everything and all
Tony!
We are presented by MyBookie.ag. Promo code bro. You get your first deposit, a 50% bonus on your first deposit, up to $1,000.
Wow.
Pretty good deal. MyBookie.ag. You donate $100. By donate, I mean you deposit $100.
There it is.
You get $150.
Invest.
Oh, yeah. There you invest. Go. Donate. Donate. That's not what we do here. We invest here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
We're going to make money on the backside.
Well, we also donate, too, though.
We do. I mean, we're good people.
Wait a minute, Tony. I put in $500. What are they giving me back to play?
You get $750 total.
About what?
So, wow. $750 total overall in your bank account.
Oh, so free money. I like
this. Yeah, free money.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great day yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were 7-3 on our best bets. Run through them real quick. Oregon plus 8.5. Easy. Mm-hmm. Soak under 126 for Michigan and Texas Tech.
Also easy.
Easy. Clippers plus 9.
Dang.
They lost by 10.
On the right side, but
Miami minus 7. They won by fucking 6.
Dead.
We lost two NBA. Two NBA bets by 1 point. That was tough. Didn't matter. Over 147 for Tennessee Purdue.
Lock.
Not even close. Way over. Purdue plus 2. Easy money.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Red Sox minus 1.5. They really
come on, Chris
Sale. They did.
Jeez.
You know, it's that Seattle.
That's all right. Our three other baseball picks: Colorado minus 1.5, easy W.
Teichman
under 6.5. We had DeGrom and Scherzer.
Yep.
Easy. Yankees minus 1.5, easy.
Teichman,
let's go.
Nice little day for opening day plus Sweet 16, 7-3. We made everybody some money. Let's get into today very quickly. We got NBA. Pat, you got any NBA picks?
No NBA, only NCAA stuff.
All right, I'll go quick with my first one. Mm-hmm. We got the Jazz minus 12 versus the Wizards on the road. What do we do against the Wizards on the road, Gorms?
We bet against them.
Yes, the worst road team in the NBA, 13-25 against the spread, and they just covered on the road, so they're due for a non-cover.
Blowout.
Take the Jazz easily. Yep. Easy money minus 12. What do you got, Gorms, NBA?
You know, I'm one toe in the water, but I'm going to run with it. Boston Connor and those Boston Celtics.
Yeah,
I am on
your
side tonight. I'm on your side tonight. I'm going minus 6 against the Indiana Pacers, taking the Boston Celtics to rout the hometown team.
Do you have anything, Connor?
I love that. I'm definitely not going to take the Celtics, but I like the Denver Nuggets tonight.
Whoa.
Nuggets got blown out last night. We're on the right side of that with Houston.
Correct.
Tonight, they play OKC. They're like 3.5, I think, dogs. Yeah, let's go ahead and hammer that money line. Go ahead and get those odds up. I think we're at plus 150 there.
So you don't want it? You don't want to take the points.
No, I don't want to take the points. I want to win some money. You know, get that green up.
How'd that work for you yesterday? Cardinals Brewers.
Cardinals Brewers were terrible. Oregon terrible. Purdue. That worked out well.
Hey, Klein had a flamethrower last night.
Oh man, Mike.
Hey man,
he couldn't miss.
I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
So happy for that Carson Edwards guy, too. Yeah, he misses that first free throw. You got to really think your entire life has changed at that moment.
I was hoping he was going to miss one of the next two because I had Purdue plus 2. So all he had to do was lose by one.
Lose by one.
And we were fine. The overtime was nerve-wracking, but we were good. My last NBA pick, Charlotte minus 2 against the Lakers.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
No, I was kind of looking on the Lakers side on that.
Kemba and March.
You don't go against Kemba and March.
I understand.
And it's the Lakers. They're playing for nothing. Kemba's playing for a playoff spot.
Latest on LeBron?
Drunk.
Doesn't matter.
Drinking tequila.
Is he sitting out due to load management tonight?
Yes.
Nah,
I don't know. We're recording too early today.
Yeah, that's my only asterisk.
He is drunk, though. Big tequila post last night. So fuck LeBron. That's how we roll here. Now.
Guy's drunk on the court.
He's drunk all the time.
He's got a problem.
I talked.
Not a lot to do in
Cleveland. Two members of the pub last night.
Yeah.
Or this morning. Mm-hmm. About the tequila situation he posted. Mm-hmm. He's going to end up in a rehab at some point.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's going
to
happen.
He was fine in Cleveland. There's not a lot to do. I mean, he developed his drinking habit in Miami, I assume, going out too much partying. Yep. Then you go to Cleveland. He did well. He got sober. And now he's back in L.A. being a socialite.
I think
again.
He's drunk on the court.
Yeah.
Gorman, I think he's drunk.
I know. I've had this conversation with you. We're talking about the world's greatest player of a sport now.
He's doing things that he's not supposed to do. That's why I think he's drunk on the court. Airballing free throws? LeBron James?
Yeah, letting the ball roll down the whole entire court instead of dribbling
out of bounds?
Yeah.
And then getting...
He's a mess.
He's a mess.
It's tough to argue when you see him walking in the arena when he wasn't playing with a glass of Chablis.
I was thinking, like, what would have the Colts done if, you or Peyton Manning walks in pregame and you're just, like, holding a Bud Light?
Can I answer this, Pat?
It's absurd.
Well, me and Peyton Manning, very different humans.
Right, but I'm just saying, in any player for that matter.
Anyone.
It's unbelievable. Go. I think he's drunk. You can answer that, though, but I think he's drunk.
Gorms, you had something?
No, I'm just saying I'm not buying into the drunken thing. I'm not starting an argument or anything with you guys. I just don't think that the world's greatest player would say, hey, I'm going to jeopardize everything I had to get a little loopy on the court.
That's but he me. Is.
He's not jeopardizing anything. He's got four TV shows launching. He's got $100
million. He's good on the court. He's done what he needs to on the court. Now he's got a production company.
Yep.
He's got Space Jam 2 coming up.
A lot of commercials, too. On the
Yeah.
I mean,
LeBron ain't afraid.
It's not a focus. Now, what we're all here for. Day two of Sweet 16.
Here we go.
Absolutely demolished yesterday. I don't think we had one loss. Did we have a loss?
Florida State plus 6.5.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that was the one bad one. Oh, that we all agree on.
You also had Oregon money line. You had some losses. I was 5-0.
Picks, I was 3-1. Oregon money line, I didn't lay down as a pick because I know how it works here. But yeah, we did all right.
Okay.
Oh boy, Connor.
Let's get into the day. We'll go game by game. If anybody has an opinion on it, feel free to speak on it. First game, LSU, Michigan State. Michigan State is -6. Pat, you got an opinion on that?
LSU plus 6.
Come on.
Hammer the hell out of that Ooh. Thing. Hammer the hell out of that. Also, first half.
Izzo, though.
First half, LSU plus 3. Yeah, it's just going to be a tight one. Six
I like
points
the first
is
half.
A lot.
Okay.
First
like
half
first
plus
one.
3 and plus 6. I think it's going to be a very close game.
Okay.
And Connor's been on his LSU team for a long time. I feel bad gambling on him because all these games are going to get taken back in the future because everything's going to shit for LSU basketball. Don't matter now. Plus 3 for the first half, plus 6 for the whole game. I like it. It's going to be a tight one. I think Michigan State wins because they're a gritty team and coach discipline and coach hard. LSU plus 6-0 and plus 3. I like it.
Boom. Hammer it.
All right. I am going to go the opposite way. I'm going Michigan State minus 6.
Oh, boy.
Leaning there. I'm definitely going Michigan State money line. I think they're going to win.
Yes.
Yep.
I think they're
going to
win. If I had to lean, I would go with the minus 6 just because they're a much better defensive team and the offensive rebounding. They're 24th in the country in offensive rebounding. LSU, 250th in the country in defensive rebounding. A lot of second chance points for the Spartans. So that's why I'm leaning them tonight. Did you just get it? Pat got an Apple Watch, and now...
I don't know how to turn it off. It just rang. My phone's on sleep mode. I don't even know how.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it in the...
So I'm leaning that way.
Oh, Jesus.
But I don't like this game at all, because Michigan State doesn't... I don't have confidence.
It's
like,
tough.
When you watch them, they don't have anyone who stands out. I mean, the point guard's very good. Winston.
They got Javonte Smart. They got Naz Reid. They have the big men to match up with Michigan State. 6 points is too much. We saw the 2-3 seed match up with Purdue, Tennessee yesterday. It went down to the wire. Overtime. Expect one of those tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if LSU Michigan State is a little bonus basketball.
I like that. So you're also on the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Plus
Gorms, you on any of these?
I'm not touching it.
Okay. Ty, you touched it?
Yeah, no, I'm not touching it.
All right, let's go to the second game.
Connor, you're on LSU?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I've been on him for a while. You know that.
He took him to win the national championship a few weeks ago.
I believe a month ago.
Fuck.
Good
and
luck,
then,
Pat.
And then right after he took him, their coach
got booted.
Classic
so, hey,
Connor.
Let's see what happens.
He doesn't lose every game, Pat.
What?
He doesn't lose every game.
Not everyone.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to win this one.
I'm going to win this one.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, these next three I'm going to lose.
All right, second game of the night, UNC, Auburn. UNC is -5, -5.5, wherever you get it.
Yep.
I got a strong opinion on this one.
Yeah, I got one too.
Run, UNC all night long. You try to run with UNC, you're going to get blown out of the building. Auburn's number 227 against the threes in defense, number 212 against twos in defense. UNC number 19 offensive rebounds. Auburn 312 in defensive rebounds. I think they're going to get run out of the gym tonight. If you try to keep up with Roy Williams and that offense, good fucking luck.
Yeah.
I'm going to take UNC. It's also a homer pick for me a little bit, but take UNC in the points.
Yeah, this is a tough one, just like Purdue, Tennessee. I'm taking over all day here. Like you said, they run, but Auburn also can shoot the rock. We saw it in the SEC championship.
Number 1 3-point team in the tournament.
Uh-huh. They rock. I'm going to take the over to be safe here.
Okay. Pat, you got anything on UNC Auburn?
Over, because Bruce Pearl told me to.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
I also, Bruce Pearl, I don't know if he's an Italian or not. I don't know if he just doesn't have an Italian name. Maybe his mother is Italian. But when he said to take the over,
yeah,
part of me thought,
yeah, same here.
He's trying to run it up.
He's going to slow it down, take the under.
So they work.
That's
who's they?
Yeah, you got to listen.
Bruce Pearl did also have a player suspended this year for point shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
there was point shaving at Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
So the head coach is going direct opposite.
What do you mean? What do you mean in 2019 there was a player caught point shaving?
Todd had sent us the article at one point, and he read the – Todd, I guess – it's a shame he's not here to talk about it today because he read up all about it. But an Auburn player was suspended. NCAA is looking into it for suspected point shaving.
Suspected. Keyword suspected.
Yeah, but where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's right.
Was that this year or a couple years ago?
This year.
I thought that article he sent was a couple years ago. No, that's right now.
This year,
that kid had to take some time off because they were under investigation.
Holy shit. Is he playing again?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
And let's fast forward. Bruce Pearl says
take the over.
Yeah,
so
he's going
to
be
just something to think
about. That's a wild thing to say after your kid has been in trouble.
Right?
Yeah.
Bruce Pearl.
You would just kind of steer away from that.
Yeah, you would think you would be safe because most coaches don't come out speaking about lines or anything at all.
No.
Let alone if you had a guy already get investigated.
Right.
That's an insane move by him. Definitely. I bet the over.
Something to think about.
I'm going to bet the under, too.
Good move.
Can't lose.
I'm going to bet him both.
Can't lose. Maybe you middle it in case it moved.
Bet on a zero.
No, if it was like...
You wait for the line to move, so then there's a possibility, you know.
It lands right there in the middle.
Boom.
You win both.
Goes down a full point, right?
Look at me hitting the double. Look at me.
It's not easy to do, but...
All right, good. I like it.
The five-point play.
All right, next game.
They need to do a lot of those today.
Very intriguing game.
Here we go.
Virginia Tech and Duke.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, most of the money is coming in on Virginia Tech plus seven. I'm going to go with the under in this game. I don't like a side on this game. Duke is 13th in defending the three. Virginia Tech scores all of their points from three. Virginia Tech is the number one team in the tournament at forcing the opponent to shoot threes. As we know, Duke is last in the tournament at shooting threes.
And making threes.
Virginia Tech very slow. I'm going under the 144.
Okay.
That's my pick for this game.
I mean, the under's a very intriguing pick for sure. I think Duke is going to absolutely wipe the floor with Virginia Tech.
Let's go.
They lost the first time.
Yes.
No Zion.
Yep.
Zion's now, all those freshmen on that Duke team, they've had the first weekend of March Madness, so now they're getting into the groove. Here we go, Sweet 16. We've had those nerves. They're gone. Let's go ahead and blow out Virginia Tech and move on to Michigan State or LSU. Duke for sure, 7.5. Who cares where the money's coming in? Look at the man Zion and bet on him.
Pat, I assume you're in agreement.
I just literally put the bet in right there. Max bet. Minus seven, actually, is what I just got it at. I like them a lot. I can't believe everybody's betting Virginia Tech. It makes no sense to
here's
me.
Here's the interesting. 57% of the bets are on Duke, but 61% of the money is on Virginia Tech.
Big money.
So that means a lot of the high bets are coming in on Virginia Tech. Who knows, though? Who knows? There's no way that I am betting against Duke in this because, they could just throttle Virginia Tech. I did take Duke money line, if that means anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Minus 330, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, good for a parlay.
It was part of a parlay. Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cup of coffee a day.
Parlay.
I like that.
It's going to hit one of these days.
Absolutely.
Last game of the night.
If you'll allow me, Tony.
Oh, my bad, Gorm.
If you'll allow me.
I figured you would have spoke up.
Swan dive. Take the points against Duke. Three balls are more expensive than two balls. Okay?
Yes, they are.
Take the points. No blowouts tonight. I don't know that Duke wins the game tonight, but it's a close one. I love Virginia Tech.
Could this be like last night, Virginia-Oregon? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Fuck.
Hey, like we don't win them all.
But I should have waited.
He doesn't lose.
I should have waited until everybody said their piece and then made a decision.
I'm sorry if I effed you up. I'm sorry.
I mean, it was my fault mostly, but yours also.
I think you're okay.
Picking for
Zion's going to score 35 by himself.
He is, isn't he? He's going to windmill dunk.
It's Mr. Tennessee versus Colgate over here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Look at him. Remember he did the hand motion?
Hey, my gift to you.
My gift to you.
Tennessee minus 17 or something.
Win by 8.
Didn't work out. All right, last game of the night, Houston, Kentucky. Kentucky is minus 3. This is a complete toss-up for me.
I like this one. I like this one a lot. PJ Washington, Kentucky's best player, didn't play last week. They somehow squeezed it out, and now he's back tonight.
Hobble.
Houston.
Is he playing, Hobble. Though?
He's playing. I guarantee
he's
you he's
still
playing.
Injured, though.
Paul Washington Jr. is playing, and he's going to score 25 points. Kentucky minus 3. Screw Kelvin Sampson and those Cougars.
This makes me a little more confident. Yeah. Houston, plus 3.
There you go.
Love it.
I took Houston money line.
There you go.
They looked so good last night. Mm-hmm. Granted, Michigan went like 0-21 from three, but still,
that was Texas Tech.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Houston, same thing.
Last time I watched Houston, they looked good.
Yes, yeah. Against Ohio State.
Exactly.
Houston scores most of their points from three. Kentucky from two. So you look at the stats here, and you go to it. Kentucky is number 177 in defense against the three, and that's what Houston scores from. Okay. Kentucky scores from two. Houston's number five in 2-point percentage defense. So with that being said, all the other stats are a throw up or a toss up. I'm going to take the points. Give me Houston plus three.
I'm also with you. They're a cornered cat. Never go into the corner with a cat. You're going to come out with scratches. Hmm. That's that Houston team.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Cougars versus Wildcats. How's a lot of scratches.
A lot of cats.
Tonight.
a lot of cats tonight.
I mean, you never know who's getting scratched.
Huh?
What do you think, man?
Kentucky. Okay. Strictly because Calipari said he didn't teach his team how to play defense until like a month
ago. Exactly.
They're fresh, they're comfy, and it's a tournament team, and that's what Kentucky does. Kentucky's not going to get bounced before the Elite Eight. Let's make sure that's understood. So I'm going Kentucky money line.
Okay.
Just to make it safe. But I think the points also, they're in a good spot.
My worry here, something to watch for Kentucky. Kentucky scores, they are number 25 in the nation. Or sorry, number 15 in the nation at free throws. Percentage of their points coming from free throws. So they get to the line a lot.
And Houston
is number 341 in fouls. They foul a lot. Mm-hmm. So that could be a big situation in tonight's game.
Getting into bonus early, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Something to look at in the night's game. So those are our picks for the Sweet 16 tonight, Friday. We'll tweet out our picks for the Elite Eight tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. We'll do that. So let's move on. Let's go to the Diamond, MLB, Ty Schmidt. Heater yesterday, 6-3 overall.
Come on, Ty.
What do you got today?
Let's go, Ty.
Today, I like Houston run line against Tampa.
Me too.
Nice. We got Garrett Cole on the bump.
Nice.
Tampa, Chuck Morton.
Yeah, Tampa just didn't work the fuck.
What do you think? Question here for you.
Mm-hmm.
So Chuck Morton was on the Astros.
Correct.
Do you think it's a benefit to him facing guys that he knows or guys facing him that they know him?
Doesn't matter at all. Those guys, like, it's not like the same as like high school or college. Or, like, those guys are never facing each other in live action.
Correct.
Ever. Maybe in like a spring training, like simulated game or something like that. But it just, that doesn't mean
I just
shit.
Figured the batters would be like, all right, they know Chucky loves throwing the changeup in fucking 3-1.
I mean, I think the one thing would be like they definitely have more tape on him. They have all his starts from last year that guys could look at. But again, second game of the season, I don't know how deep they're diving into that.
And that pitching coach, too. They're going to rely on him saying, what does he go to when you're in a 1-2 count or 0-2 count?
I also love the Houston offense is unbelievable as well.
Yeah, very good. And then I also like Angels at Athletics. The under.
Okay.
8.5.
That's a high line.
It's a very high line. Matt Harvey is on the bump for the Angels.
The Dark Knight.
Really, he has to perform well this year. Otherwise, like, his career is over.
He's done.
Yeah. So I look for him to have a bounce back, very good start tonight. And then one more if you're feeling a little bit frisky. Oh,
We are.
Okay. I'm going to take San Diego money line tonight.
Okay.
Wow. Starting out the season 2-0.
Excuse me. San Francisco.
Ah. Okay.
San Francisco money line. Derek Holland, good lefty. I don't know. The Giants, I don't know. I got a good feeling about them this week. So again, the Padres, I think like the Manny Machado stuff, like everyone was excited. They had a lot of juice yesterday. I think they're going to get killed tonight.
All right. I like it. I have a little espresso parlay.
Let me go, Tony.
Come on. Let's go.
For the major leagues. I got Rockies money line, Astros money line, Sox money line. You parlay the Red Sox. Let me clarify. Mm-hmm. Red Sox money line. You parlay those three, it's plus 400 odds.
Nice.
I don't see the Red Sox starting 0-2, hopefully.
But they're going against that Kikuchi.
I know.
That Japanese lefty.
What's his name?
Kikuchi. There's no one seen before.
Yeah, never seen him.
He had a decent start last week, too,
in
Japan.
He did.
I know. I just Boston fucked me last night, and I said I would never take him again. Here I am
only reason I didn't pick him today. They should win. Eovaldi had a very good season last year.
Correct.
I think he should be pretty solid, but... they really butt fucked me last night, and I fuck the Red Sox.
Mariners 3-0.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right, and that's why you're here, because you have that inside information. Mm-hmm. Those are our MLB picks. Before we finish, Gorms has A tennis pick?
Yeah, it's for the degenerates.
Which he's 1-0 on, and he also has a golf pick, so just give us both of those.
It's going off pretty soon, so get to the windows faster than slower. Okay, again, I'm going with the 18-year-old phenom. I'm taking Felix Auger Aliassime.
What sport?
Tennis. This is down at the Miami Open. He is facing the Jolly Green Giant, John Isner. Huge serve.
American.
The young 18-year-old will wear out Isner. I like him at the Miami Open today. Remember, Felix.
Is this ATP or WTA?
ATP.
Okay.
All right. Also, on the golf tip, we got a great match play event going on, the Dell Tech match play, and they're getting down to the wire. Tiger's winning right now, but I like Justin Rose today against Gary Woodland.
Oh.
I also like Thorbjørn Olesen versus Satoshi Kodera.
I like those both.
I like to tease those two. Take Justin Rose and Thorbjørn Olesen in that. And again, Felix Auger Aliassime in tennis. I'm done.
You know what, Grimms?
I like that.
We appreciate that.
Gordon's- I just want max bet on that kid.
Yeah.
Which no. one?
He's plus 1.5, which I don't know what that means.
He won in straight sets
legit,
the other day.
Yeah. He's legit. Yeah.
Should I bet him straight up against Isner as well?
I got him taking down the. I've got him taking down Isner. He won't win a lot of. He's not going to get a lot of points off of Isner's serve because he's never faced something that
Isner
big before.
Isner can't move laterally.
But no, he cannot. And this guy's going to knock him down. Yep. So.
That's just great inside tennis talk.
Play the line.
Gorms has promised me that now that it's derby season, he's got some derby horse picks coming up for us. With that being said, we've got all these picks. There was a lot of picks today. I'm going to get the best bets from everyone. I'm going to put them into the Action app. You can follow us at myaction.app/brobrobrobets. Our cup of coffee a day parlay will be there. Follow us on Twitter at brobrobets. Tweet us your best picks. With that being said, everybody, have a fucking great night, and good luck.
Good luck.
Let's go. Let's get rich.
I wanna be rich. Woo!